This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Tim Smitty. He's a fifth grade teacher for the Staunton School District, and welcome to the show, Tim.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Our topic of conversation today on Around Macoupin County is a veterans project that's being taken on by you and students in the Staunton School District, and we'll let you talk about the Veterans Project, a little history, and what all it's about.
Well, in 2009, our students decided to try to gather some information on local veterans, things like where they served and what they did in the service, and information that we could learn from. And they originally set up to get the 25 forms in, and the forms basically have a picture, if possible, their name, whether they're living or deceased, the years they served, and then a brief description of exactly what they did. And the first goal the students set was 25. Well, we quickly passed that up and with the first time with about 50. And then they set another goal of 75, and that was passed fairly quickly also. And then we didn't set any more goals, and we ended up with over 340 veteran forms, which we made a gigantic wall during one of our fan nights, junior high basketball game. And it just turned out to be a really great success, and I think the students got a lot out of it. This year we're shooting, well, they set the first goal at 80 more than what we already have, so we're adding to the 340 and trying to get 80 more. Right now we're at 53, but it's fairly early in the game. Hopefully by April 30th, which is the deadline, we have quite a few more.
Now, you're looking for predominantly individuals that were veterans from the Staunton-Livingston area, correct?
Yes, anyone in the school district, whether it be Staunton, Williamson, Livingston, the area there. And it could be a family member. It could be a friend who the friend doesn't live in the area, but it is a friend of yours. Or it could be just a citizen from our communities. And, you know, you can get the web, or I should say you can get the form off the Staunton School website at www.stauntonschools.org. And there's an article there by our superintendent about the Veterans Wall. It's called Honoring Our Veterans. And then off the left side, it talks about it, there's a site where it will show you all the names we already have, and then an updated list, and then a printable or downloadable form that you can get off the offline there online and turn it into the office or contact us by email at veterans@stauntonschools.org.
How do you find the students? Does it turn into a real learning experience? Maybe they didn't understand, or sort of how have you seen the students accept this, and what do you think?
Well, in the beginning, I wasn't sure how. I didn't anticipate it being as big as it got at that time, and I wondered about that because we're talking about 10, 11-year-old children, and when it was all finished and looking back over it, I think that they learned a great deal. And one of the comments that one of the emails I had and a comment by a parent was, you know, how much they learned about their family, whether it be the great-grandfather or grandfather or even, you know, their dad. And it creates discussion at home, and especially when they're researching and trying to come up with the information for the form. So I believe it's not just something for the children, but it's also a good way to create conversation and something that would, interaction with their parents at home.
When this information is put together and completed for this particular round of gathering veterans' names, you have a special event for Wednesday, May 21st?
Yes, from 6 to 8 p.m. on the evening of May 21st, we will be displaying the wall in the main gymnasium. We have several panels, and the panels are like 8x4, that these pictures, it's a regular piece of photo paper, regular size, and all the information in the picture is printed there. So we have each one for all the members that were turned in, all the veterans that were turned in. And one important thing, I think, is for us, we come up with our own definition, and sometimes the definition of veterans varies. But ours for this project would be men and women who served in times of war and peace. And it doesn't matter how long they have served or how long or short period of time they've served. It could be, you know, 2 years or 4 years or maybe their whole career. We want as many people as we can, recognizing all of those that have served in some capacity or another.
For the public, again, you're looking for this information. Is there a deadline concerning when you'll stop taking any information?
Well, we set it for April 30th, and we did that because it gives us time to get forms typed up and pictures scanned, and that's a long process to get all that information put together and then actually get the walls put together, because they're huge sheets of cardboard, and we put material over them, and then we attach all of the forms to that. And that takes a while. Some of the junior high students are going to be helping us in getting that accomplished. Last time it was, you know, I didn't know, but this is the first time we did it, and it was a little overwhelming at that time.
Again, you say people, if they're interested, for more information, they can go to the Staunton website, if you want to give that again?
Yeah, it's stauntonschools.org. And when you get to the homepage there, the page that comes up, there's an article titled Honoring Our Veterans. And then off to the left of that, you'll see three selections for veterans. One selection will be the forms that have already been turned in. So if you're considering turning someone in and you're not sure if they're already on the wall, you can go to that site to see if they've already been entered into the wall. And then there's an updated list as they come in. We're updating it every other week to give them time to bring more in. And then there's a selection there that you can print and download the form from the webpage, so that you have your little guide to go by is exactly what we want. And with that form comes an instruction sheet that we sent home with the students, and it gives you more of an idea. And this is due by April 30th, so it's important to get on it now. And last year, after the wall was displayed, I had so many people asking me how they can get their son or daughter or family member added to the wall, and it was too late at that point. And we encourage people not to wait or not to, you know, say, I wish I had time to do that, because this is very important, and students are learning by the experience with their family and by reading this information. So most of this is on the website. You can download the form, and that's at stauntonschools.org.
And one final question. You've collected this information over the past year. What happens in the future? Will this be brought out again, or will this be a continuing project as far as the students at Staunton Elementary?
Well, I think this is going to be the last year for it. It's a major project, and you're only going to have so many more veterans you can add. So I don't think we'll be, you know, doing it in any time in the near future. And I'd already said that this probably would be the last time. We did this 5 years ago, and we've had so many requests for it that we went ahead and decided to try it again and to, you know, get more input from the community. Let's see how many we get. We're at 53 now. We need to get to 80 for the students' goals, and then, of course, anything over that would be just awesome. I also wanted to add one more thing. If you wanted to email us for more information, the website, or I should say the email site, is veterans@stauntonschools.org, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. We'll probably have quite a few emails coming in. I also want to say that Mrs. Best and Mrs. Speckerman are two other fifth grade teachers, and we're all three active in doing this and gathering this information.
Tim Smitty, fifth grade teacher for the Staunton School District, I'd like to thank you for joining us on the Around Macoupin County program.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.